Good to be here today and be in the house of the Lord one more time.
Yes.
Amen. Good to see you folks. You know, we don't get always see each other when we're going to our churches, but every once in a while we have these little fellowship meetings.
Praise the Lord for
it. I count it a blessing to get to come to the different churches and to see brothers and sisters that we've known some ever since I've been a Christian, Brother Doc. We've labored together and worked together to see people saved, and truly, that's our goal in this thing, is to lead others to Christ, that people might be saved and have heaven as their home. That's my goal in life. I just want to live here so I can get to live with the Lord.
Amen.
I don't know. There's a lot of goals people got in life, but I just want to go to heaven, don't you?
Amen.
I want to make it to the place He said He's going to go and prepare.
Amen.
And not only did He say He's going to go prepare, my friend, but He says He's going to come and receive you unto Himself, that where He is, there you can be also.
Amen,
a place prepared of the Lord. Wouldn't that be good? Ain't that good to think about? The Lord fixed me a place.
Amen.
You know, we can get great carpenters and great architects maybe to draw up. Hey, Eddie's their construction company, boy, they built some of the most beautiful homes you could ever see.
Yeah.
But brother, can you imagine when the hand of God gets a hold of a place for you and I, that we can go and stay in that place that He said He's going to go and prepare, and I tend to stick to that promise.
Uh-huh.
My friends are living in a day. Brother George is wonderfully preaching how the world has turned their back on God and living for God. I think the key problem is they forgot He's coming back.
Amen.
He's coming back, and He didn't just say, hey, I'm going to go away, and it's up to you now, and you just do your thing. But friends, He said, I'm going to go away and prepare a place, but He said, I'm going to come again and receive you unto Myself. When the apostles walked with Him, and He had been with them 40 days after His resurrection, and all of His disciples, He were opening their minds up to the Scriptures that they might understand and know what His will is in their life. You know, that's what He'll do for you and I.
Amen.
The Bible said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. He gives to all men liberally, and upbraideth not.
Amen.
My friends, I'm telling you today, they were just receiving from the Lord, and they'd spent all this time with Him, and I kind of picture how they were just enjoying the goodness, understanding all the mysteries. You remember how many times they'd say, Lord, well, what do you mean? We just don't understand when He was speaking parables. And all of a sudden, the Lord's revealing to them His will to them and in their lives, and they were received. I believe they got a great commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Matthew says, go ye therefore before all nations, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. My friends, they're just enjoying this goodness of the Lord, and all of a sudden, He leads them to the little mound.
Yeah.
Brother, and I don't know why my mind's going here. I was going to read something else, but we just mind the Lord.
Yeah.
He leads them to the little mound, and He's standing there blessing His disciples. Could you? Sometimes we just enjoy the goodness of the Lord, how He blesses us so wonderfully.
Yeah, brother.
Brother, He's standing there blessing His people, and all of a sudden, brother, gravity turns loose, and praise God, He just begins to leave.
Yeah.
Boy, I kind of picture them standing there, and all of a sudden, the Lord starts going up. And could you just imagine the awestruck that they experienced that day, standing looking at Jesus as He goes into the clouds, and as they stand looking at Brother Doc, and all of a sudden, the clouds just receive Him out of their sight.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, two men in white apparel comes through.
Right.
All you men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing? Why are you standing here gazing into the heaven? This same Jesus which you see taken up shall so come in like manner as you've seen Him go.
Right.
My friends, listen, I want to preach to you today. He's not a God that's so far out, and He's just letting it go. I'm telling you, the day is coming that He is returning back.
Amen.
My friends, and we'll give an account of the deeds done in the body.
Now
He's coming. That great question. The disciples ask Him some questions one time, Matthew 24. Lord, they come out and they begin to look at all the great buildings and all of the temples that they were around, and they begin to ask Him a question. Praise God. You see, they caught a little bit about what He'd said. And Brother Lee, Lord, what will be the sign of your coming? Yeah. The end of the world. When will these things be? When is it going to take place? And all of the signs that Jesus began to tell them about, we've heard all of our life. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes in diverse places. False Christ, false prophets.
Amen.
Praise God in my name. I'm telling you today, everybody cries, Lord, Lord, folks. Am I just because somebody's packing a Bible?
Amen.
The Bible says even Satan can transform his angels to angels of light, my friend. Brother, that they might deceive you. Jesus said they'll come in my name, saying I'm Christ. Yeah. They'll say he's in a secret chamber.
Yeah.
But he said, believe it not. Yeah. He's in the desert. Go not forth. For he said, as the lightning shines from the east even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What a day. That will be, the song says. Boy, I'm telling you what, that day they stood and watched him as the cloud received him out of their sight. Oh, I'm looking forward to that day.
Brother,
when he splits the eastern sky and this world over, people begin to look up and see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. Oh, Brother Kevin, the Bible says every eye shall see him, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of the Father. Oh, listen, Revelation 1. He said, behold, bro, look at him. I want you to take a look.
Amen.
Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. They also which pierced his side. Boy, that old soldier that walked by Calvary, brother, and pierced his side. Hey, he been gone a long time. But I'm telling you, Brother Mitchell, he'll stand before the Lord. He'll look upon the Lord. Friends, he's coming back. He made us that promise, and I'm afraid our world has forgotten the promise of the Lord. God's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but his long-suffering
toward us,
not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance and live. I believe he's tarrying just a while. He's waiting right now just a little while, even though the world is waxing worse and worse. He's giving us the time and the opportunity that we might be able, Lord, to come in. Brother, listen and kick that old condemnation aside our brother was preaching about, that we might be able to lay aside all the sin and the doubt of this world and be ready when he calls to give an account. So many people have forgotten that promise. He's coming again.
Amen.
My, listen, praise God. He told his disciples, you stay here at Jerusalem till you receive power from on high. Brother, he put something in the church that'll lead us and guide us,
right,
that'll stay with us until that day comes. The Bible said, in whom you also trust after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise until the redemption of the purchase. Boy, I'm glad I'm bought into the purchase of possession. I've been bought with a price. Brother, listen, no devil just can't take her away. I'm telling you, I've got that confidence that he's beginning to work in these people. He'll perform until that day when he steps on the clouds of glory. Oh, he put that spirit in the church. At Pentecost, they were gathered there praying in that upper room. Brother, listen, just waiting for the promise of the Father. Oh, how many times have you prayed, Lord Jesus? You remember what John said in Revelation? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Boy, I wonder, have you ever prayed, brother, listen, Lord, just come on
and
get me.
Yeah.
Take me out. of this old, old ground of sorrow. I'm telling you, that day's coming, folks.
Yeah.
To the people. Listen. Praise God. They were gathered there praying. Listen. Waiting for that promise of the Father. The Bible says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there come a sound from him.
Yeah.
A rushing mighty wind filled the house where they were sitting, and it set upon each of them. Cloven tongues like as of fire. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, folks, that we might understand, they spoke in other languages. Brother, listen. Praise God. And they were gathered there at Jerusalem out of every nation under heaven. Folks were there. Boy, listen. All of a sudden, they hear about something going on. Down there in that upper room, boy. What a place to be in the upper room. Brother, listen. There's something going on down there. Brother, they come. And the Bible said they come. You know what? My friend, they wasn't confusion. Brother, listen. There wasn't misunderstanding. But they all understood.
In their own language.
They were born.
Amen.
I knew what they heard. The wonderful works of God.
Amen, brother. Good preaching.
Lord said, now I'm coming back. But you wait till you receive the power. He put something in the church, folks. Brother, that we would stand. Has something to lead us and guide us. Something to carry us to. Something that would keep this gospel message reaching out to people that they might be saved. Oh, and all through time, just like in that day. Bible said they were speaking in tongues. They were gathered there. Praise God, hearing the good news from heaven. Pray all of a sudden somebody making fun of them. Pray these boys, old boys got drunk. They had a little too much. Praise God, but old Peter. The same Peter. Praise God that said, I don't know the man. I denied him three times.
And something out, didn't
praise it? God forever. You know, something happened to that old boy.
And some
I believe he's faithful for 40 days with the Lord understanding. And I believe that Holy Ghost of God got right in his life. With all boldness, he stood. These men are not drunken as ye suppose. It's just a third hour of the day. That's early in the morning. Had the way they counted time. Very early in the morning. Praise God forever. About 9 a.m. I'm telling you. They're not drunk as you suppose. It's just a third hour. What is it then? This is that which was spoken of.
By the prophet Joel.
I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters, they will prophesy. Our Revelation said the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy.
Amen.
Praise God. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men, they'll see visions. Old men, they'll dream dreams.
Amen.
On my servants, on my handmaidens, I'll pour out of my spirit. They'll have that testimony. Praise God. You know what, Eddie? Brother, he didn't cut nobody out. He brought everybody in.
He sure did.
That'll come into the church. I'll put my spirit in you. Something to be with you.
True.
Praise God to give you that testimony.
Yeah.
To keep sharing till that day comes.
Amen.
Praise God. You know what? Brother, listen, he didn't quit there. You see, there's something that's so important that our people need today. Every sermon you read in the Acts of the Apostles, their brothers was preaching. There was something in it, folks. Brother, no matter what they was addressing, you'll find Peter began that day. He began to tell them about Jesus Christ,
Amen.
A man approved of God.
Amen.
Brother, well, the great works that he done among you, he proved himself. Brother, he made that point. He was approved of God.
Amen.
Him have you taken by
wicked hands.
And you have crucified him.
Lord of glory.
Brother, that's bold. Standing looking at
him.
Took him. You crucified him. That's what the Holy Ghost to do
for
you. It'll give you a backbone.
Amen.
Praise God. You took him. You crucified the Lord of glory. But David prophesied.
Yes.
Listen. Praise God forever. Thou wilt not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption.
That's right.
Neither wilt thou leave my soul in hell.
Amen.
The same Jesus that died was buried and rose again the third day.
Amen.
My, listen, you know what? He preached the resurrection
of
the dead. Jesus Christ and Him crucified, raised from the dead.
Amen.
My, this has been preached for a long time, boys.
Yeah.
It's been going on since the Lord left that day and sent it back into heaven. The message has been carried. Doc, I remember Brother Howard Haney. Brother, listen, I'm going to tell you this. He couldn't read his name hardly. Brother had no education. But I'm telling you, a gospel preacher. Brother, God made a way through his companions to learn him the gospel. And God called him to preach. I've seen that man walk to the back the seat, praise God, preaching the word of God. Brother, listen, the gospel had been delivered. Brother, the Holy Ghost was moving. Praise God. And I'm telling you, He'll move today, folks. He ain't dead. We don't have to sit around.
Amen.
You go to church sometime down home. Brother, find off a pen.
Head or a hammer.
Yeah. Praise God. He brought that message to Jesus. Boy, I'm telling you what happened. Praise God forever. This is what I was going to read. Brother, but the Bible says when it come down, they were pricked in their hearts. Boy, that gospel cut them apart. You want to see people say, I'm preaching Jesus.
Amen.
You might convert them to be a Baptist, a Methodist, or anything, but you want them saved?
Amen.
Tell them that Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, and the Bible said they were pricked in their hearts. Said, what must we do, brother, to be saved? He said, repent and praise God forever and be baptized in the name of the Lord, and ye shall receive. The same thing we got.
Amen.
Praise God forever.
Amen.
The gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Well, listen. Praise God forever. Here we are now. And the Bible says, praise God forever. It's a glorious time. We got revival broke out.
Yeah.
Downtown Jerusalem.
All right.
People getting saved. Brother, listen. And something took place.
Yeah, buddy.
The Bible says they continued. This is what I was going to read.
I like
they
it.
Continued.
I like it.
In the apostles' doctrine.
Yeah, amen.
Brother, they didn't have organization. Brother, they didn't have the association.
No.
They didn't have,
no.
Praise God, recommendations.
Amen.
Passed down. But brother, they had the gospel message of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They had the word of God. Brother, listen, we got the advantage over them.
Yeah.
This what we are preaching from.
Yeah.
These old boys we are preaching about is the ones that wrote it.
Yeah.
Praise
yeah.
God forever. Brother, listen, we've got it. We ought to live it and preach it.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God forever.
Amen.
They continue.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Steadfast.
That's right. Amen.
That's steady, boys.
I like that steady.
That's steady.
Amen.
Steadfast. That's steady.
Going on.
That's continuing.
Yes.
That's going on. The Bible said, be steadfast.
They quit left and right.
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't you know you bought with a price, folks?
Amen.
Praise God. We've been made brand new creatures
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. We quick to quote 2:8-9. Brother, praise God, for by grace are you saved through faith.
Yeah.
I pray it's not of yourself, not of works. It's a gift of God,
Amen.
Not of works.
Amen.
Lest any man should boast. But number 10.
I like that.
For we are His. We are His. We are His.
Amen.
Created in Christ.
Unto good works.
Amen. That's what getting saved does for you. It makes a brand new creature. It'll cause you to continue steadfastly in the doctrine of Christ. In breaking of bread and prayers. Brother, I tell you, sometimes I'll be telling you a good number. Brother, I got a little grandbaby back here. Eddie, you brought her a bottle of water, 2 years old. Just turned 2 years old. Praise God. I don't know if y'all noticed when we got done praying. She said, Papa, pray. Praise God. But you know, one evening I come in from work. And she sat down with me to eat about every evening. She sits down there and she just turned two now. I forgot to pray. I ate about two or three bites. She said, Pop, pray. Oh, she called me out. The Bible says, pray without ceasing in everything. Praise God. I'm telling you today, folks, we need to continue in the doctrine, in praying, praise God, and in breaking bread. We need to have fellowship one with another, be together one with another.
Amen.
Bible says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together.
That's right.
In the manner of some is.
Yeah.
I'm telling you today, brother, listen, we can't do without one another. We need the fellowship. And I'm not just talking about in association.
Right.
I'm telling you in your home church.
Amen.
Where you go to church.
Amen.
At. Get out and go. Support your preacher.
Amen.
Support one another. And hold up the word of God. Be a light in your community.
Amen.
Brother, listen. The Bible said these folks had all things common.
Yeah. That's right.
We set the offering basket out. We scared enough to put in $20 somehow.
Amen.
I just be playing with you.
I like it.
Praise God. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
We got churches can't pay the light bills.
Yeah.
We worry ourselves today. You know what? Brother, you might not have much in this world, but what God blessed you with. I'm telling you, if you'll follow your heart, there'll be plenty in the house. You know what these people did? The Bible said they sold their possessions.
Amen.
Sold all that they had.
Amen.
You talk about giving up.
Yeah.
My house, I moved in 2012, brand new house. We'll put it on the market and sell it to the church.
Give
it away.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
That's what they did, brother.
They sold everything.
That's right,
Ananias and Sapphira.
Uh-oh.
His wife.
Yeah.
Boy, listen, they seen this going on. We members, we end up being the doing the Lord. Praise God. We part of it. The Bible said they sold a possession.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Came back for it.
Brought her down and set some of it back. Give her to the apostles, but they took
them
a little cut off of it.
Yeah.
Brother, now listen. It's not that they kept, but they never told a soul, you see.
Right. Yeah.
But we kept it back. We let on like we just did what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
We just like you are. We've sold it. We've given it all.
Come on.
That's good, brother.
Brother comes in.
Lie to the Holy Ghost.
Lie to the Holy Ghost.
You ain't lied on the man, son. But you lied on the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise God. And you failed dead.
Right.
Boy, they carried him out and burned him. Praise God forever. You know what? Here comes his wife in. She comes in now not even knowing. Her husband's already buried and gone. Boy, did you sell her for so much? Yes, sir. He said, you've covenanted together. You're not lying to man, but to God.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, you have covenanted with your husband.
Amen.
It was premeditated.
It's planned.
Talk about willful sin, boy.
Amen, brother.
Amen, it happens.
Amen. Yeah,
praise God.
Uh-huh.
He said, the feet of them which carried your husband.
To carry you out.
To carry you out as well. Brother, they carried him out, her out, and buried her as well. I'm telling you in a church that is living and doing what God said do. Boy, we got to be honest with one another.
Amen.
We need to give, praise God, to one another.
Amen.
For the goodness, praise
Amen.
God, of the church.
Amen.
For the word of God can carry on.
Amen, brother.
Well, I don't know when he's coming back.
Amen.
Right,
brother.
Sure don't. They get big gun there too. He coming back next year, next month.
Yeah.
Boy, listen. I heard one preacher got some millions of dollars.
He sure did.
So he can live on.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, our numbers with God.
Yeah.
It's in his hands today.
Amen.
But that day and that hour knoweth no man.
That's right.
We've got to, I'm telling you, we need to live in our churches praise God, like we still got several generations to go.
Amen.
We don't need to give up and shut the doors down. I tell you, it hurts me when you quit having service, when you shut down the church, when you close the rug.
Amen.
You just get it in. Brother, I'm telling you,
fight
the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
Brother, lay hold
on
eternal
life. Amen.
Jesus gave it all for us.
Amen.
I'm telling you, He went to the cross. He paid the full price for us that we might be saved.
Amen.
Oh, listen, let's not give up on Him.
Amen.
Let's continue steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. He put that Spirit in our hearts, in our lives. Oh, listen, I know how it feels. Oh, when I miss too much, when I lay out a little too long. Boy, listen, it's just like that shepherd took, but he reaches in my heart.
Yeah.
Oh, he gets down deep.
Yeah.
Oh, and he starts pulling and a tugging.
Yeah.
And brother, listen, and I've got to get out about the Father's business. I got to do what He called
Amen.
Me to do.
Yeah.
I got to get up, praise God, and move for God.
Amen.
I love Him today.
Amen, brother Mike.
We're going to preach all that, but it's all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Love the Lord today. Love you folks, I tell you. Everyone, some of you, I can name a bunch of you. A bunch of you can. I know about every face. Every face is your new to me. But I ain't good with names. I ain't good with names. I go in places. I my brother Mike. And God bless you, honey, and go right on. I don't know who they are. But God knows.
Amen.
Brother, listen, I love Him. And I love God's people.
I love you, brother.
I love to be in the house of God.
Amen.
Whether I'm preaching or singing or sitting back
too,
there,
brother.
Or just feeding on the Word of God.
Yes.
And Eddie had that little grandbaby, and I love bringing them to the house of God.
Yes.
I brought my children to church. You know, a few years back in association, you pointed out me and my little grandson, one of my grandson, was sitting on my knee.
Yeah.
Lord willing, this Sunday, I'm going to baptize it.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen,
brother.
Brother, we got to get him in the house of God.
That's right.
We
got to
get him in God's
house. Amen.
Brother, listen, that the Word of God can get in your heart and in your life.
Amen.
And you know who Jesus is.
Amen.
Oh,
amen,
so many of our children don't even know who Jesus is.
They sure don't.
Brother, they come to vacation Bible school sometimes and sometimes not. They show up, praise God, but I'm telling you, we need them in the house of God.
Amen.
Hear the Word of God. The songs of Zion reach out. God bless you. I love you.
I
come
love
on,
you,
brothers.
Brother.
Praise the Lord.
Brother.
Christ in the blood.